We're going to play one more song in this set, and then we'll take a little break. And we have recordings out there for sale, but we'll sign at the end. I think, I don't know how they're going to set it up here or something. You got to get them out there and come up here because the lobbies, they said, is too small to do it up there. But Charles is out there, who's got some of Doc's recordings, some of the older things that are, you know, if you're a Doc Watson fan like me, you want to have them all. So go look at that table. And then I've got a bunch of stuff. There's somebody selling the Legacy and all those CDs over there and all the CDs that Doc and I have done together. So we'll be happy to sign them afterwards.
And that Ready for the Times to Get Better is on one of them. Is that on Legacy?
It's on Legacy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's on the Legacy set.
We are going to close out with one of the great songs that Doc is known for. I want to just tell you a really quick story about this song because it's so great how it happened. You know, Doc was discovered by Ralph Renzler and Eugene Earle back in 1960 when they came down looking for Clarence Ashley. He had recorded back in 1927 an old song called The Cuckoo. They found Clarence and they said, you need a guitar player to record with. This is the beginning of the folk boom, remember? And so he said, I know this fella Doc Watson I played with. Let's get him. So they went and got Doc, and he had an electric guitar. And they said, no, man, you can't play electric guitar on a folk record with an old banjo player. So they got Doc an acoustic guitar, and they put him in the room with, you know, they put up quilts all around the room and put them in there and put the recording equipment in another room, and they started to record. Well, they kept hearing this incredible guitar, these runs coming out of that room that they had never heard before. And finally, at the end, they realized Doc was so good, and they pulled him aside. They said, you know, just play anything. And this is the song he played for him, and he just knocked him out. You can imagine. The Train That Carried My Girl From Town.